Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 25, 1935, a local publication, the Barbados Observer, published an article with the caption, An Iniquitous Habit. The article in question, written under the pseudonym Pertinax, referred to a bill that had been passed in the House of Assembly the Tuesday before. The author of the article felt this was an important and timely development as it dealt with an issue that adversely affected local traders. The bill indicated that transient traders were required to pay £5 to secure a license from the colonial treasurer. This license was valid for 6 months, commencing at the arrival of the trader on the island. The editorial contended that the passing of this bill would be appreciated by those with an interest in the community, as it was felt that the foreign traders were benefiting from doing business in the island without the responsibility of contributing to the upkeep of the society. The writer further complained, quote, the number of foreigners who have been permitted entry into the island within recent date and allowed to indulge in unfair competition with local traders and merchants is phenomenal, end quote. The writer further opined that the, quote, rapidly growing and iniquitous habit, end quote, seemed to have been allowed to go unchecked far too long. According to the paper, the indignant author also questioned the conditions under which the itinerant traders were allowed to enter the colony, arguing that it had not been as simple to gain entry to other colonies in the West Indies. In fact, Barbados's neighbors had instituted stricter deterrents, such as large deposits before entry, as well as prohibitive licenses. The writer stated also, quote, in Antigua, for instance, if I remember correctly, the evil has assumed such enormous proportions and the alien traders have secured such an enormous proportion of local trade that the tax imposed on all newcomers is something in the vicinity of £50 a year, end quote. Moreover, the article expressed other apprehensions, stating that if the foreign traders were unable to fund the license in the future, they could become a burden on the state. Thus, on this day, May 25, 1935, the Barbados Observer carried an article written under the pseudonym Pertinax that questioned the iniquitous habit.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.